Hi guys, welcome to the Healthy Holiday Kitchen. This is your host, Aoife. So today I'm going to walk you through my cranberry sauce. So, everybody knows cranberry sauce. Everybody loves cranberry sauce. Well, I hope so anyway. If you're listening to this, I hope that you enjoy it. And the reason that this one is different is, instead of having truckloads of processed sugar, this is a more natural alternative. So, I hope you love it as much as I do. To be honest, I have never met anyone that knew there was anything different. I personally don't tell people that it's healthier for them. I just put it on the table and everyone loves it and asks for the recipe, and that's how it became popular. So, what we want to do is we want to grab our fresh cranberries. You can use either fresh or frozen, but really important that they're not dried cranberries because you won't get a very good sauce from them. So, pop your cranberries into a pot. As you can see in the recipe, be careful that they don't go all over the floor. Yes, this has happened to me. They're extremely bouncy, and apparently they used to be called bounce berries, which I thought was hilarious, and I only found out afterwards, but it made sense. So you want to pop them into a big pot, and the reason you want it to be big is they're going to be bubbling away for quite a while, and they get very hot, and if they touch your skin they will burn you, so big pot is essential. And we are going to use mulled wine tea bags. Now, what I will say to you is, you can leave the tea bags whole in it if you want, so you can just pop them in. The reason I rip the tea bags and add them in is, one year, I actually couldn't find the tea bags in the end. They actually dissolved into it. And I was waiting for someone to say, oh, what's this? But nobody found it, so that was fine. So just for yourselves, for me anyway, for peace of mind, I rip the tea bags and pour the contents in. They're just spices anyway, they're perfectly edible, but I just don't think the tea bag is that edible, so that's why I do it. So, you want to bring everything to a boil. And obviously you add in your sweetener as well, so you can use honey if you're not vegan, and if you are vegan then you use maple syrup. And you bring everything to a boil, and this is when the cranberries start to pop, and it kind of sounds like popcorn. I absolutely love the sound. So leave it popping away, and it should take about 12 to 15 minutes. You want it to be on quite a high simmer, so just between a simmer and a boil, and to check if it's ready. Now, if you're very fancy and you have a sugar thermometer, absolutely pop that in. But if you want to go old school with it, you basically get a spoon and you take a little bit of the mixture and you pop it onto a plate or a saucer. And you leave it sit for a minute. The reason you let it sit for a minute is for two reasons. One, you need to see if it's going to set. But number two, if you were to put your finger into that now, it will absolutely scald you. So please do not touch it for at least a minute. Because of the sugar content in the natural sugars, it would stick to your skin. And it gets very, very hot. So once it's been resting for a minute, you run your finger through the sauce. Now, it should look like in the photo, where basically if the line stays clean and the sauce doesn't run into that line that you made with your finger, then it means that the sauce has set, which means that it is perfectly cooked. But if it's still watery when you run your finger through and that line doesn't stay, so basically the sauce goes back in, it means you have to cook it for longer. So keep doing this set test until you have the consistency you want. To be honest, I like my cranberry sauce to be kind of like a jammy sauce rather than a sauce. But if you want it more saucy, that's fine. So don't cook it for as long. So we need to put it into basically sterilized jars if you're not making it basically fresh on Christmas Day. I don't make it fresh on Christmas Day because my Christmas Day is usually jam-packed with trying to cook other things. So I make this well in advance, and I actually give extra as little gifts to people, which they love. So to sterilize jars, you can do it one of two ways. If you have a dishwasher, this is the most simple way. You just pop your jars and the lids into a dishwasher and put it on a normal cycle, and that will basically disinfect them and sterilize them. Just the most important thing is when you're taking them out of the dishwasher, don't put your fingers inside because you'll be putting bacteria in there so that mold may grow. I know that sounds gross, but that's the reality. If you don't have a dishwasher, the easiest way is to put them onto a baking tray and stick them in the oven for about 12 minutes. That will sterilize your jars. Just be super careful when you take them out. They will be very, very hot, and don't put the glass onto a cold counter because otherwise the glass may shatter going from one extreme temperature to another. So pour your cranberry sauce into your sterilized jars, and basically you want to fill the cranberry sauce up as high as you can, and then you put the lid on quickly and you screw it on, as tightly as possible. The reason you do this as quickly as possible and you fill up to the top is the heat from the cranberry sauce will actually seal the jar. So when you close the lid, if you leave it for about 5 minutes, you should hear a pop, kind of a like that. And that means that the cranberry sauce, because it was so hot, has sucked up the air and has created an air vacuum. That basically means that no mold will get in. So you can make this and you can keep it for about 6 months in that jar and it'll be perfect. You'll know they're not airlocked if, say, the next day you go back to them and if you push the lid of the jar and it doesn't go, and it basically it clicks up and down, that means that it's not airlocked. So you can either freeze that or keep it in the fridge. It'll last for about, if it's not airlocked, it'll last for about a week and a half in the fridge. If it's airlocked, it will last for up to 6 months and you won't have to freeze it or anything. So you'll know if it's airlocked if you push down on the top of the jar and it doesn't actually push down. So that's it, my darlings. That's your cranberry sauce. Well done, you. If you're giving us little gifts, just put a little bow on it and obviously put a little label telling them what it is, and you can put the ingredients on it. And if it's airlocked, which but it should be, just tell them that they have 6 months to enjoy. Thank you, darlings. Enjoy. Bye-bye.